Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Realm presents Adegaz Media Production, The Dark Tome, Season 2, Episode 4, featuring Inselberg by Nalo Hopkinson.
For the super mega rich, you sure don't have any good junk food. Avocado kale chips? With sriracha? Really? Whatever. TV. Been a while.
Power remains unavailable for millions, even months after Hurricane Violet swept through the region. We go there now.
As you can see from the air, floodwaters have never receded from more than 60% of the island.
Oh my god.
Due to unusually high glacier melt this summer, experts are now predicting the water may never go down. What's to be done for the 2.5 million people who lived here? Well...
Dark Tome. Don't you...
Let's be honest. We don't really care about those 2.5 million people, do we? I mean, we feel armchair bad.
Feeling bad is good for business.
But it doesn't really change anything, no? Hell, I'm still flying this helicopter.
What the hell is going on?
You see the boat coming up? A new Belgian tour company has been touring the devastation. Let's not let human tragedy get in the way of commerce.
Disaster is the greatest economic resource of the 21st century!
We may not have survivable waters or breathable air, but hot damn do we have good tours!
No. This is... I don't want to do this, Dark Tome! No! I'm on the tour boat. Hey, what's going on here?
Where's your helmet?
Helmet?
The air out here is very dangerous.
Full of contaminants. From the spill.
Here, I've got a spare.
I'm so excited for this tour. Look, did you see the rating on Travel Magic? 5 out of 5 stars.
Everybody, off the boat. Come up to the bus now. Thank you, please.
Oh, look at this.
Sir, beg you? Don't try to pick the trumpet flowers. You might cause damage.
I beg your pardon. I paid.
Yes, sir. Minos say you paid for an all-inclusive tropical vacation here on the little nipple of mountaintop that is all left of my country. But trust me, some things you don't want all included. Not since the sea uprise and change everything. Things like trumpet flower bushes.
Why, I never... This is going into my review.
How many of you coming on the wondrous watery tour? Gather in, everybody, so I can count heads. You in for a treat this morning, may I tell you. Submerged cities, underwater skyscrapers, and an audience with the wise old fish of the mountaintop. If you ask him nice, maybe him will let us come back down from the peak. But be polite, you hear me? The tour last week had some from foreign ladies. Who feel say they were too tourists to mind their manners when tendering the requisite offering to the wise old fish of the mountain.
I'm taking one of these home, whatever that stupid guide says.
Sir, what are you carrying on like that for? Stop with all the screaming, please. Didn't I tell you not to pick the trumpet flowers? I warned you, you might cause damage.
It burned my...
The trumpet flower is fair-minded. Even though you killed two of her future possible generations, she only take from you the same number of orchids you take from her.
I need to lie down.
What? You didn't realize that orchid is Latin for testicles? Just give thanks is only two flowers you pick. I don't know what would have happened if you had picked three or four.
Oh, it's back.
Try and lie still, sir. Our friendly resort staff soon come and fix you up good. Just remember, gratuity is not included in your bill. Our workers rely on your extra generosity as a reward for their good service. According to how seen to your needs is the only industry you are so nowadays. Here, you can use my scarf to stanch the bleeding. You don't want the smell of blood to bring the mongooses out from their holes. Eh? The rest of you? Not on the bus yet? Get on! Can't keep the perspicacious Mr. Fish waiting.
So blue.
Oh, we were in Africa last year. They never treat us like this in Africa.
Yes, find yourselves a seat. We provide every luxury on this year bus. We oxygenate and filter the air for your comfort. No extra charge. You can even take off your helmets. No airborne irritants in here.
You all get used to walking around in helmets?
Better than it used to be. They have great designer ones if you have enough money.
Oh, this one has an organic microfiber lining.
Everyone, in your seat pockets, you will find your inflatables. You each get 700. Don't fret. They index to the American dollar. In case of suddenly tropical depression, you will find they remain relatively stable. Can't promise the same about Mr. Fish, though.
Anyone else worried about this, Mr. Fish guy?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness, look! It's just like they said, Category 7 hurricane damage.
Such poor people.
Well, at least they can make money on the tools now. It feels good to spend my money to a good cause.
Now, before we can set out on today's marvelous and malleable tour of our once prosperous nation, and I have to tell me if the password change.
Password? You have Wi-Fi here?
Is this a game?
No, lady. It's not game we playing.
Oh, how can we know the password?
Is you people from foreign who come up with the new passwords? You know, a code phrase you always want us to say to you at irregular intervals? Time was, it was Yaman. No? It's the same one. Oh, Yaman then. Yaman.
Yaman. That is so authentic.
I love the local flavor.
All right, driver. We ready?
Oh!
Guest of this beautiful resort, don't mind the lurching of the bus. This is one of the ones that wake up one morning with legs instead of wheels. Even the bus them and all had to come to them senses and swim for dear life when that last duppy tide come true. Never mind, though. Here in the islands or the mountains, we could do worse than to have sentient buses. Biggest problem is when them take it into them head to hold our pickney them to ransom in order to get more fuel.
A pickney? What's a pickney?
Pickney? That means child.
Are you saying the bus is going to steal my child?
No, ma'am. It will be educational for her. Yaman!
Oh.
Yaman.
Yeah. Of course.
By the way, if anybody see a pig day boat while we following the Camino, him name Malky. If you see him, call for me, do. Thank you, please. Okay, now. Over on your left, you can see the trembling waters of the islands form a nuclear plant. You want to say, if my swamp a rock, you best don't knock.
What does that mean, exactly?
Mister, I mean don't get it into your head to go for no sea bath over there. You might come out again as pretty as me.
You look, fine.
You think I didn't notice you staring at me? If you tell me your room number, you and me could spend a little sweetness later.
Got it.
10% surcharge, of course, and you have to provide certification you had 3 clean blood tests in the past 6 months. The extra eyes give me 360-degree vision, and at least me never have to worry about combing my hair anymore. To tell the truth, I think I was happy to lose it all and get more vision instead.
She's joking, right? She must be joking.
I did wonder about the extra eyes.
If you cast your gaze just beyond the shivering bay, see that scrim on the other side of it? Forming what looked like an edging between the mountain and the sea.
Like a frill.
Yes, sir. Like a frill. Well, that frill stretched all the way around the foot of the whole mountain, except for the places where the cruise ships dock at the resorts. You can guess what that frill is?
Some sort of a rare bird?
Oh, grab the binoculars.
Any of you ever read a book named The Goat's Look Up? No, my mistake. Stand on Zanzibar. Ask not for whom the bell tolleth. That's all me a say.
Whatever is she talking about?
I think they're people.
What?
People are packed there with nowhere else to go.
The bridge we're crossing on right now is taking us over some famous ruins of former industry. This new body of water, we call it Sugar Lake.
Oh, let me get my camera.
No, you can't get out of the bus to take pictures. I know it smells nice, like boiled sugar sweeties. Funny thing about that duppy tide. Time was, the biggest you would get is a king tide. And that was plenty big. All that melted ice from way up and down yonder.
Are you talking about the ice caps?
Aye, pickney. You could tell me some of the effects of rising seas, of swollen oceans, pushing an island like this one down the sea. You look like a smart girl who pay mind to her lessons.
Floods!
Yes, floods. What else?
Dead polar bears?
Rivers running backwards. Sewage rushing up into the water table. Crops deadened because the soil gets salinated.
I only said polar
bears. You forget one, though. For a long time, we didn't have beaches no more. People like you and your mommy stopped visiting us. Things did bad in their days. Oh. Not enough jobs. Food crops doing poorly. But it's all right. We're not coming back again. Both the tourists and the things that drowned.
How are things coming back that drowned?
Oh, you look like a smart picnic too. Nowadays, it's like nothing that get drowned is really gone.
What do you mean, Duppy?
You mean what it mean? You been worrying out my soul case from the beginning, asking me what words mean.
You are our guide. The website said, in all expenses, guided.
And you were supposed to drink your Frizz book this morning. You have to take a dose every day for your protection. The water here no safe for you to drink. You don't have resistance built up.
I am putting this in the SnapTrip review.
I was saying, when the long time ago sugar plantations get submerged, is like that event, leave a residue. A big sugar plantation, Duppy. It just sit down there below and a brood. It make of every plantation the island ever had, all of them. All those boiling houses were people who look like me, but with fewer eyes, were forced to feed long poles of sugarcane they had cut from the fields into the grinders to squeeze out the sweet juice. Then they had to pour the juice into some rotted big cauldrons to render it down to molasses and then to sugar. Ever so often, one of the people who looked like me, they nod off from fatigue and get a hand caught in a grinder. Snap! All those dopey hands. They sitting down below too. You beg pardon, ma'am. I don't mean to upset your little girl. And she's so clever. But I have this tour guide script to follow, you see. Go here. See how the script get tattooed on the inside of my bottom lip in peeny little letters? The whole script fix the eye in my mouth, so you understand, I don't have no choice but to speak it. Is Master Fish make it be so? Yeah, man. I could continue.
Yes, yes, of course. If it's in the script.
Thank you, please. You sure you don't spy a pig out there in the muck? I hope he not lost. He's such a little guy, only standing as high as my shoulder. I prefer to have him with us on these rides. He helped to keep the mongooses away.
But mongooses are small things, right? They can't hurt us.
Long and short of it, that swamp below make of molten sugar.
Oh.
True, we call it sugar lake, but it's more like syrup swamp.
Ooh.
Now we have to move along. If the bus stop here too long, the heat of the bridge will burn her poor feet. The pain will give her belly run-ins, and we inside that self-same belly at the moment.
Oh, that reminds me. Does this bus have the facilities?
Absolutely, sir. The water reclamation unit is at the back of the bus. Any other bodily fluids you care to donate while you're in there are gratefully appreciated.
Oh.
Or any bodily solids. You don't even have to remove any bones first.
Bones?
Don't fret if what you see coming out of you don't look exactly like what you expect. If your pee turn into hundreds of little frogs and hop away to hide in dark corners, is how you folks say it. Change is good, right? Yeah, man.
Never mind. I'm good.
Next stop is the Twinkling City. See all the rainbow colors as the light catch the oil slick.
But it looks like the light is coming from underwater.
Picnic child, you too smart for me. You right. The actual city is below the surface. You don't want to see?
Can I?
All right. I will open up one window. You go and have a peer out one at a time. Don't worry. I will stand back and make sure the murk don't reach long fingers in and pull you out. Oh, she gone.
Somebody help her.
Why did she open the window before I was ready? Never mind. I'm ready now. Who else want to look?
I want to.
Okay, lady. Lean out. I will grab your waist. If you screw up your item and gaze hard, you might see thousands and thousands of lights flickering down beneath. We not know where the electricity coming from to power the city, but there, underneath the oil, it's still going. Traffic lights still clicking from red to green and back again. Factories still a run. I bet you anything the university still full of scholars experimenting on the wonders they find in the uprising sea and studying the results and making discoveries and arguing and publishing. Now, as I was saying, the oil slick have a circumference of approximately 325 square miles and is about 29 feet deep. I say oil slick because it's what it was at the beginning of the Duppy Tide. But like everything here, it change up. It have a way nowadays to rise up all of a sudden and grab seagulls from out the air. At night, it will sometimes whisper to us in our dreams. Those who can't hear it have a way to die screaming before they wake up. Perhaps you're already beginning to hear it when you're sleeping. Show of hands. All of you hearing it, except that man in the noisy shirt. Maybe the shirt drowning out the sound of things you need to hear. Sir, when we get back to the resort, they will have a ticket waiting for you.
Why?
For a flight home. You will have to leave right away before night come. Your choice. Only try don't doze off between now and when we get back.
Bob, can you reach my telephoto lens?
Come back in now, lady. My arms don't get tired exactly, but put a tender life in my hands like this, and after a while, I start to get certain impulses. Quick, close the window.
Were you here during the Duppy Tide?
Of course I was here when the Duppy Tide make landfall. It's the reason I still here. On our TV, we had meteorologists telling us for days to get out, get out. Local weather website have a live feed. I watch it on my phone doing breaks at work, on my computer when I was home in the evenings.
You have computers here?
You think tropics mean backwards?
No, that's not what I...
The feed didn't look so bad though. Long shots of dark sea and a dark sky. Screech of wind whistling past camera. Nothing we never see before. Until I look at it good and realize camera image not split into the usual equal horizontal bars of slate gray on top of the midnight sea. Up at the top of the image, a shallow bar of lighter gray. That was all the camera could see of the sky. The lower bar, taking more than 7/8 of the computer screen. That was the Duppy tide rising. I wait too long to leave. Most people did evacuate long since, but I couldn't find Malky. Malky? 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 You sure you don't see him out there in the dark? Sometimes I think I spot him, but I can't really tell in the murk. I couldn't leave him all alone. We have to speed up. Time getting short. Over here in this boiling bay, all the fights were ever fight for freedom, for independence, revolts against hunger, protests for wages.
What is that?
That looks like...
zombies. This land had stewards before us. Rush driver, rush past all of them.
But the Duro didn't say anything about zombies.
You didn't know this part of the world is where zombies come from? Well, now you do. Last stop. I will let you out the bus just now. But don't get too close to the whirlpool. You have to coop on it from a distance. This island have a bedrock of ancient limestone, so we get sinkholes. Some terrible things get pushed down into sinkholes over the centuries. Lost. And then forgotten. But that thing... that is all the sinkholes with all their cargo. That is sinkhole papa. And yet, all the ocean is swallowed. The level's only rising, not going down.
Wow, it's huge!
Are you all sure you're...
My friends will never believe I saw it.
Okay.
What's that?
You feel him now, Masafish. That vibration rumbling up through you so deep it make your inside shiver. My generous guests, what you looking at is the open maw of Masafish. He's shouting. He's been shouting since the Joppy tide beach him up here on the mountain. And he thinks see him finally getting an answer. Check the skyline. Dark. 78th block with a little gray line of sky on top. Joppy tide are coming down again, even vaster. Massa Fish a call out for him, Mama! I'm so excited to see what changes she will bring this time. I could turn myself inside out. Any last questions? Fish food?
How do we get out of here?
How do you escape the tide? Oh, me sorry, friends. We don't have the answer. I never did escape. Yaman! Dortome! This would be a good time to... Dortome! Where are you going, picnic girl? Your fish food, too.
No. It wasn't me. I'm not supposed to be here. The book, it...
Don't you see Malky now? I think I heard his cry.
Dortome!
Well, it felt like an earthquake.
Call 911.
Well, you'll have to find the cell phone. I don't know where the landline went.
Oh, no. I thought they were out of town.
Look!
What is it?
She's a terrorist.
Who the hell are you?
She attacked our house!
No, it's not what it looks like. I know Kim.
Kim? Who's Kim? Kim, the new gardener.
No. 32 Wabanaki Grove. A black girl in a hoodie just tried to blow up our house. We need police now.
I didn't. I swear. I.
Spot on, Mary. Spot on.
Do you think she has a gun?
No. Hey, you. You stay right there.
I didn't mean to. I was just going.
Danny, please stop her. She's running away.
Where the hell do I go? This neighborhood didn't even exist before. off! Damn, Root.
He's in the woods!
Tom, if you could do something right now, it would be really helpful if... Kim!
Pull up your maps app and follow it to the school. I'll meet you there.
What's happening? Those people came to the house. It's like you weren't ever there.
Move it, Cassie. Every police officer in town is headed your way.
Okay. No, Tom. At least I have a friend who'll look out for me.
Let's do a sweep!
Here goes. When magical books fail you, try GPS. I follow a red pushpin through dark, strange woods for a while, until things get familiar. It's my high school. Heck of a homecoming. The days of me showing up wondering if girls were going to call me hateful names feels so long ago. I would swap everything right now to have my old life back, and I would let Kathy Skillings call me whatever she wanted if it meant I didn't have to deal with any more demons or sideways dimensions. Kim? Kim! Where the hell are you? Text her. Rejected? What the hell? Kim, don't make me worry about you. I've got enough on my mind.
Cassie? Is that Cassie Pinkham?
Mr. Carter? What the hell are you doing here?
I'm in my office. You're the one who's been missing for months.
I need a better answer than that.
Well, then come on up. It's high time we talked.
Great. More answers. Or more questions. Time to figure out which.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
You've been listening to The Dark Tome, a Degas Media production presented by Realm, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos and transcripts at thedarktome.com. That's thedarktome.com.